Let me be your fire. We're 1,000 miles up and I'm about to get higher. Feel my heart beating out my chest. You're the only prayer I need to make me feel blessed. Singing.
Hello and welcome again.
Greetings, friends. How are you today? Are you ready to our lesson number 3?
We listen to you and then we know that you have said yes, of course.
Of course. And this lesson has the following title.
Developing my idea.
So you have decided to start a new business. And of course, you need to spend some time developing your business idea.
And one of the greatest advantages of being a solopreneur is being able to work on something that interests you and that you are passionate about.
But there's always a but.
But what?
Be careful. Passion doesn't always translate into profits or benefits.
So this is a very important idea. So because of this, you should bear in mind some aspects when developing an idea.
And the first thing you have to keep in mind, we are under construction. If you look at the subtitle in yellow, in that yellow case, right on the right, you can see a signal. It says under construction. We are going to construct our idea or ideas.
And now we are going to read this title, Effective Idea Development.
And we've got a ticket on the left. Let's see what's written down.
Business ideas are great. They make us feel like we're into something big.
But as we already have said, be careful. Let's follow the arrow to the right, to the stop sign. Because first of all, we have to stop and think about what?
About this message. Before you do anything else, get crystal clear about your reasons, intentions, and motivation behind your idea.
Because everyone can have an idea, indeed. But what make the difference between a great idea and a very bad idea? Stopping, thinking, and questioning everything.
Yes, and because of this, about questioning, we must follow the arrow again, and then we read that it's good to ask yourself practical questions to dive deeper into the core and concept of your idea.
So you have your idea. What comes now? Asking yourself. What can we ask? Everything that starts with WH question, of course. And one more, because we have how. So let's see that blackboard on the left where we have some questions words.
So we mean the orange box. And then the first question is what? But what makes my product unique? Is your idea original? You will need to do research to see whether your idea is original or whether someone else has a similar product or service.
And you have to ask yourself at least 2 questions about your ideas.
The first one is the following. Is the product one of a kind?
Is it unique? Or are more products similar to yours?
For example, 2 weeks ago, I was walking around my neighborhood and suddenly I saw another shop, and it was a bakery. And I thought, well, but here in my neighborhood, there are 6 bakeries. So this is a large number of bakeries. And then I thought, another one. This is too much. What do you think? But then when the bakery opened to the people, and then we were there buying, I realized that this bakery was very different from the others. Why? Because they sell handmade products and their ingredients are with the best quality.
So it is one of a kind. The product, the service is one of a kind. And the second question you have to ask yourself as well, is it a want or a need?
And what do you think? Do you think that this is really important when you are thinking about a business? It's important that it's a want. It's better to be a need. It depends on the target.
We have to say something more before going on with who. You have to be careful. You may want to protect your idea, invention, or product from being copied by others.
How? So Adrian, you mean that you need intellectual property protection for your idea?
Yes, that's right. And now, Elisa talk about the need or the want of the target. We are talking about customers.
Customers. So now we go on and we read who. Who is my customer? Oh, this is a very important question.
Well, you don't have to know the name of your customers.
Oh, well, I'm not very sure about this.
Sometimes you have, but after a long time. But what we mean is, who is your target? Who are you selling your product or service? Because before selling something, you know, you need to know who you are selling to.
And if you don't determine who your target market is, you might try to satisfy too many different customer needs and end up with a product nobody likes or a service that no one needs.
So you have to conduct a research so you can identify age group, gender, lifestyle, and other demographic characteristics of the people who have your interest in your product or service.
So in this way, we are answering the first question, what is the target group? And it's very, very important that you take into account that it's important to provide even statistics, analysis, numbers, and supporting facts that can show the reader there is a demand for your product or service.
So keep in mind that information because it is related to the second question you have to ask yourself.
What characterizes the group?
So we have identified the group. Excellent. Gender, age, whatever it is. But now, what or which ones are the characteristics of that group?
Are you thinking about anything? No, we are thinking, for example, about tastes.
Behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Or even you are selling your service to tourism.
For example. Or even you are thinking about education level or occupation.
Or income. Especially disposable income.
Or culture, traditions.
Wherever you are at and whichever this group is, you have to keep in mind, like always, you have to know your target. You don't have to know the name, as we said. Well, sometimes you do. You know the names of your clients, but you have to know how to treat them. How? Knowing them and knowing how they behave.
Yes, that's right. For example, I'm going to ask you something, Adrian.
An easy one, please.
Yes, it's very easy. But think, you must think as well. A clothing manufacturer may consider a number of possible target markets. Could you tell me some groups or even the target for this business?
And you that are hearing us, Can you help me? Maybe we can consider selling to babies?
Could be, yes.
Teenagers?
Of course.
Athletes. For example. Mm-hmm. So what we want to mean is that by compiling a general profile of each of your possible markets, you can decide which ones are the most realistic for your profit.
Once you have defined your target customers, you will want to learn about their needs and preferences.
So now you know what makes your product unique and you know your customer. But the big thing, the main thing, big question is, how will the customer react to your product? We mean, and if you go to the following question,
what problem will my product solve?
Said in another way, what we're trying to make you think about is, does your product solve a problem to your customer? Is your product really, does the customer really need your product?
Well, to know this, it's important to follow a first step. For example, if your idea is a consumer product, check stores and catalogs or visit trade shops to find out what other products are available and what companies market them.
And of course, you have to know what type of things your customer desire.
You need to determine why customers will buy from you instead of buying from your competitor. Is your product superior or is your price lower than the price offered by other business?
And related to what Elisa said, you have to know what make your customer that spending decision.
And now you know where to go. Did you know that?
Did you know that crowdfunding has created the opportunities for entrepreneurs to raise capital through the collective effort of individual investors? Crowdfunding provides a forum to anyone with an idea to pitch in front of a waiting investor.
This is a fantastic idea. Do you think so? And this is very related to the aspect that we are going to study in some seconds.
Yes, so let's see the next page where we have the following question that is related to the crowdfunding, and we're going to explain both of them.
How much money do I need to get started?
So you have an idea and you want to carry on with your greatest idea, and you ask, well, I need money because I need that money for the production of the product, for the infrastructure, for everything. But where and how?
Well, crowdfunding is a very good idea, as you can see. And now I'm thinking, for example, about crowdfunding. I remember a singer who said, I would like to produce a new album, so I need money. In which way I can do this? Well, crowdfunding. So many people, friends or even fans, for example, I was a fan, I am a fan of this singer, gave money. And even when you are a singer, for example, you can give a present more or less to your fans in the way that you give this amount of money. If you give this amount of money, I can give you a ticket for my first concert, for example. Or if you give more money, I give you the ticket and a t-shirt.
A free ticket, for example, and a t-shirt with my signature, for example. Well, you can find some crowdfunding in platforms and webpage where you can put your idea, and all those investors who wants to give you money can contact you. So that's again related to the next idea. So you need money, and let's go to the next question where we have, where will the money come from? From Mars?
No. No, from Earth. You can find money by means of self-funding, crowdfunding, or even by means of loans.
So you have a lot of opportunities to get money. You just have to look for it. So if we look to the left, we have that sentence, well, that word, where we have that athlete and we have start.
Get creative and write down all thoughts related to an idea. Afterwards, organize them to end with a complete and structured picture of your business idea.
So you have your idea, and that business idea has a lot of another ideas. You have to organize all of them to have a global vision. So how can we do that?
Well, now I'm thinking about to be creative. So we must take the arrow, and then the arrow leads to synapses, can boost our creative thinking. Mind maps and brainstorms are powerful tools to organize our ideas.
We surely all know what an app is. We have all of them in our mobile phones, tablets, even the computers and laptop. But what's a mind map?
Well, this is very easy to know because we have another arrow. So we follow the arrow to the right. And then we can read that a mind map looks like a tree. The main idea is the trunk, and all the connecting thoughts are branches.
If you look now down this sentence, you can see a representation of a mind map. That's from an app called Mind Mapping. And if you see, we have this central idea right on the center, and all the branches are the connecting thoughts.
Well, and now we have to talk about apps, different apps. We have five.
Let's start with the left one.
The name is Idea Grower.
That keep a track of our ideas and let them grow.
That's very useful. And the second one, Idea Manager.
That's a personal brainstorming application where we can put all our thoughts and take an eye every time we want.
Take into account the name for number three, Mindly.
That helps you organize your ideas, your inner universe, through a mind mapping.
And if you look on the right, we have got two apps. The first one is Simple Mind.
And that's the one I use because it's very easy and very intuitive for mind mapping.
And the last one, Creativity.
This is a very useful one because it combines several techniques to solve a larger problem.
And please, don't forget that while you're still considering your idea, you may wish to get some help along the way. You can get help from professional advisors such as lawyers, accountants, and business consultants.
The main thing about what we have talked today is, and let's read what we have right at the end. After organizing your thoughts, your ideas, try to describe your idea in a sentence. It will give you the core of your business idea because at the end, what we need is the core of the idea. And that's sometimes is very difficult. But how can we reach this idea? Well, using those mind maps, brainstorming, organizing all our thoughts.
So organization is a very big keyword.
It's the key for the business idea. Mm-hmm. How can we write or even say that sentence that resume all our ideas?
Aye, so you mean that we follow the arrow again and then we have to write something. My company is developing a...
Then there comes your product or service.
To help.
To help who? Are you helping young people? Or are you helping tourism?
Or are you helping everybody in the world?
For example.
With...
And there comes your product, your idea. So, for example, if we think about Reed Hastings, the man we were talking the last lesson.
Mm-hmm, the man who founded Netflix.
Netflix, that's right. Maybe he thought, my company is developing a streaming platform to help people who are not able to go to a video club with the free time for seeing, for example, a film.
Okay, so you can write here your idea, your conclusion.
But write it later, because we haven't finished yet.
Mm-hmm. We have got a very important sentence from someone who you know very well, Albert Einstein.
Well, if that's Albert Einstein, surely it's a very good idea we have to keep in mind. So now, listen and read.
We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them.
Do you agree with Albert Einstein's idea?
I do agree.
Me too.
Yes, because as he says, if we have a problem, we have to think differently to solve it. And if people have problems, our product, our idea, has to be thought in order to solve those problems.
So think and organize very well.
Yes, because your idea is the greatest idea you can ever have.
So in this way, we say goodbye to this third lesson and to you as well.
See you.
See you.